Hello and welcome to Leo Studio for 2022-2023. My name's Eric Francis Coppolino, your astrologer, here with the news and the weather. Thank you for being a Planet Waves customer or a backstage pass holder. I will be doing my best to offer you the most relevant and up-to-date information about your solar chart in this reading. For those not familiar with the idea of a solar chart, the way that I'm working is basically with a chart for the sign Leo rather than for any one individual. This is possible. It's how all the horoscope writers manage to write horoscopes. And like many methods of divination, it works if you work it. As the Tao Te Ching says, divination works if the diviner is sincere, and that's really what it's about. So it doesn't really matter if it's tea leaves or palm reading. The one thing that astrology is good for is talking about timing. We are certainly headed for a strange few seasons ahead, particularly leading into March of 2023. If you've been following my work, you know that the Mars retrograde is the thing that stands between us and then March of 2023, when pretty much everything happens at once. Saturn changes signs, Pluto changes signs, Mars changes signs for the first time after, it's after its 7th month stay. That's the way to put that. Its 7th month stay in Gemini, and before that, it still has some territory to cross in Taurus. And for all Leo solar returns, or perhaps all but the very last day or two, Mars will be in Taurus in your 10th house. And I will have more to say about that when we get there. In this first segment, there'll be three segments of this reading separated by music from Vision Quest featuring Zhelko. And the opening, by the way, was Kate Bush getting a music lesson from birds. In case you're wondering how she learned how to sing like that. In this first section, I'd like to cover the sun being conjunct Isis at the time of the ingress into Leo a few days ago, and Psyche in the second house in Virgo. And while we're at that, let's add Regulus to that discussion of the second house, and then Pluto in Aquarius. So your sign has Aquarius as its 7th house, its 7th place. So Aquarius is said to be the opposite sign of Leo, and that makes it a very important relationship house. And Saturn entering the 7th in any form, whether it's your ascent, the proper natal chart or even the solar chart, is a tremendously important transit, and I'll have some ideas about what that means and how to handle it. So the first thing is that at the time of the sun's ingress into Leo, it made two conjunctions in very close succession. The first one was on the way out of Cancer. It made a conjunction to Ceres, the first asteroid, the first dwarf planet, a massive asteroid taking up one-third of the total mass of the inner asteroid belt. It is odd that astrology hasn't done more with it. It's not a particularly easy planet to understand. However, the message of that solar conjunction, which took place in the last degree of Cancer, just hours before the sun entered your sign, is to look for the inner hidden ties that bind you, particularly to Mother. There is something of a cut the apron strings message to this kind of important contact. Important because it took place in the last degree of a sign, in the last degree of the sign before yours. And so therefore, when you see that, that is about some concealed or hidden matter lingering there in that little teeny blind spot of the 12th, and particularly the very late 12th house. And so there's something to look there about the let's say the emotional ties you have with your mom, whether or not she's in body doesn't really matter. These parental influences can stick with us for lifetimes. The other thing there is to be conscious of your relationship to food. And I don't just mean like, you know, diet, Mountain Dew. I mean, the whole story of food right now, I think, is about to become a much larger issue than it's ever been. We're getting, you know, some caution through inflation. There's not really talk of hyperinflation yet, you know, where a loaf of bread costs $10 type of a thing. But there is just too much questionable activity in the food sector, too much wasting of food to drive up prices. And I would say, know where you stand with food, know what it is that you need to eat, do what you can to source your food locally. I know not everyone's in a position to know the farmers at the farmer's market or to even have one, but whatever you can do to make sure that your relationship to food, your emotional relationship to food, and all of your sourcing of food is a fully conscious act. Make yourself a little Rolodex or list of contacts, and important thing to develop for the year. Now, the next conjunction that the sun made was to Isis. And so it's a conjunction to a relevant, potent little minor planet like that on the day of the sun's ingress, kind of fuses the sun with that influence. And that's what conjunctions to the sun do, by the way. They tend to fuse the sun with that interest, with that